This is Points North. I'm Dan Wanchura. Peter Payette is sticking around to talk with us about a related story from the wine industry, the search for disease-hardy grapevines. Spraying trees and other plants to protect them from disease is really expensive. So, a few years ago, a group of Northern Michigan winemakers went to Germany to find wine varieties that have more disease resistance and need less protection from chemicals. Peter, who are these growers?
Well, as you said, they were mainly growers from Northern Michigan. There is one man involved, the owner of a nursery in New York, who is a part of this effort. But the guy who led this was Mark Johnson, a pioneer vintner in Northern Michigan, one of the founders of Chateau Chantel, a prominent vineyard out on Old Mission Peninsula. And Mark was really the driver behind this and put the trip together about 3 years ago. But he passed away about 2 years ago. A company has been formed called Gem Vines, and that's now being run by his son, Matthias Johnson.
Okay, so what exactly are they looking for?
Well, they are trying to solve a problem that has been with winemakers since we've had a wine industry in Northern Michigan, and that is that the wines that people are familiar with and like to drink are grape varieties, typically referred to as vinifera, that were perfected in Europe. These are the wines that you hear about, Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Cabernet Franc. And that does not mean that those wine grapes are the best ones to grow in the climate and soil of Northern Michigan. It's cold here. We have some types of mildew that these plants have no natural resistance to, downy mildew and powdery mildew. So it's more challenging to grow them here. So they're looking for grape varieties that have characteristics that will taste like what people expect, but be less challenging to grow in this region.
Why did they go to Germany for this?
Well, a couple reasons. Mark Johnson had spent time in Germany, had contacts there, was familiar with the industry. I think the Germans are just really good at breeding new varieties of wine grapes, and they have some really interesting grapes they are growing there that were attractive to this group of people. There are hybrid grapes being developed and produced in the United States. Marquette is a grape that came out of the University of Minnesota that is grown in a number of places in Northern Michigan and is starting to gain some name recognition. But they think that these vines that they're bringing back from Germany are very, very close to the vinifera, the taste of the vinifera that people are accustomed to.
Can you buy these wines yet?
No, not yet. This is a slow process. The vines that they brought over had to be quarantined for 3 years. Later this year, they will be planted in the nursery in New York, and so it'll be a few more years before there are enough of these being grown in North America to produce a bottle of wine.
Peter, I'm curious. A lot of people go after wines they recognize. So if a new wine is on the market that doesn't have the name recognition that a vinifera wine does, are people going to want to drink these wines?
So that's the big question in the industry, and there's been a lot of work done on the hybrids that are out there now to get consumer acceptance. One of the strategies the winemakers are using is to try and move away from the name of the grape and start to develop brand names. I like to sometimes go to Left Foot Charlie in Traverse City, and I drink a wine there called Murmur. I don't really know what's in Murmur. I just know it's a white wine that I like that is at the right price point for me. Arcturos is another sort of brand out there that Black Star Farms has that is used on a red and white wine. So there is an effort to develop brand loyalty in that way and get away from what exactly is in the bottle.
Interesting stuff. IPR's Peter Payette. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, Dan.